Burkina Faso is a long border with Mali, which is a country where there is manifestations of violent extremism. So it's important that prevention is nurtured and promoted in Burkina Faso. We have a very cohesive society in which more than 60 ethnic groups live together, where different religions, Muslims, Christians, traditional believers continue to live in harmony. We do have what we have, as we call, interfaith mediation group that different governments have been consulting and using to find ways of solving crisis in Burkina Faso. So we want to keep it that way. But for that, we want to make sure that these faith groups, civil society organization, youth organization, are supported and trained and also able to detect messages, propaganda of violent extremism.
Transborder.
Transborder, yes, because we, when you interview, actually there was a study which was performed in the northern part of Burkina Faso, which have very similar composition of in terms of population with the Mali region, similar regions in Mali and Niger, they do not perceive themselves concerned by being part of violent extremism. They say it's not something that is existing in Burkina Faso. They consider it as something that is imported. It's important that we keep it that way and that we preserve the borders with development activities, with offer opportunities for this population.
On the other hand, I believe that Burkina Faso faced a couple of attacks this year for the first time, which had an extreme violence link to it. Can you tell us more about that? And how is the UN helping the government to deal with those issues?
I would say that these attacks were more of terrorists, criminal type of activities.
But still unusual.
It's unusual, but it's not really linked to violent extremism as such. But in terms of how we, the UN, can support the government, we can support the government by promoting economic and social development of the border regions. So we want to help them to translate this quest of solidarity, national solidarity, into action so that no one is really excluded in the development of the country. Even those who are at the margin, at the border, feel the same as those who are near the capital or other central places.